So what's up, guys? This is episode 4 of Game Reviews with Taylor and Nick.
Yep.
And today we've got Zohair back again.
Hello.
And today we are going to be talking about Ark Survival Evolved.
My favorite game.
Yep. Personally, I haven't seen much of the game because I just got a computer that can recently run it, so...
I have played the counterpart, which is not that
survival
popular.
The
Battle Royale, yeah.
I plan to play the game soon, but... And, like,
you
actually
have to
grind in
it's
it.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. I've seen plenty of videos, so I've seen quite a bit of gameplay on the game.
No, you have to understand.
Yeah.
The grind in the very beginning
is worst. I know.
So turn up your harvest rates.
That's how all games are, though.
You gotta turn up your harvest rates in this game.
Okay.
Like, just, like, start out?
Yeah, just to start out. You can go back and change it later.
Okay, so let's get right into the bulk of this podcast. So, guys, with Ark, main thing that about it, like he said in the intro, a lot of grinding in the beginning. Probably one of the hardest games to start out in.
Yeah, that's probably what,
and
like, deters
not only
players.
That, if you've read some of the Explorer's Notes, which is a sort of challenge that you can do to get all of them, you can learn about this man Rockwell, and I can't remember the other names. Heather was one of them. All of them are from different time periods, different areas of the world. And the world is essentially based in the future, where the actual world itself is desolate and destroyed. So this alien race came in and built these arcs, like Noah's Ark, in space that had a island on it. And that is the first map, the island. There's Scorched Earth, Extinction, Aberration, and Ragnarok also. Oh, there's also the center.
And with those maps, a lot of things is very different with some maps. Like, Scorched Earth is mainly deserty, while the island's kind of... I mean...
The island is the easiest map.
The island is kind of a mix of everything, while some are just, like, complete underground caves.
Yeah.
And stuff
actually,
like that.
Actually, Aberration is a ravine. It's based in a ravine.
Yeah. And the big thing with this game is... the danger in the beginning, because you're surrounded with hundreds of dinosaurs on the map at once.
You more than you have to, like, get food, because you're, like,
so
quick.
One of the things that Rockwell, the chemist that I just told you about, discovered was that there were more than half the species of carnivorous dinosaurs than there were herbivores. So that means there are more than double the carnivores than herbivores in this game, meaning you will be getting attacked a lot.
Oh, man, that's... So,
what's the late game like, you know, like, when you're, like, moderately settled in?
Well,
the game?
That would be more mid-game. Now there's tech and all this stuff where you have a suit that can let you fly. It's really overpowered.
Does it, like, constantly get updates and stuff?
Yes. It is constantly getting updated.
The game is constantly getting
new
stuff.
Good. In my opinion, a game that gets constantly updated, like, even, like, several years after its release, that's, like... That's a wonderful.
I mean, it's been out since 2014, but it was officially released in 2017.
2017, interesting.
But
wait, really?
I think I got it in 2015.
Yeah, it's
I got, the same. Maybe along with 2016.
Along with my personal favorite game, The Witcher 3. Ooh, beautiful game.
Great game.
I haven't played much of it, but my brother's played it, and he said it's like.
It's a pretty good game.
Really fun.
A lot of story in that game.
I'm gonna get Cyberpunk though. That game.
Yeah.
So, back to Ark. The grind is really weird.
Yeah.
But honestly, this game is still known for its graphics. The graphics are overpowering on your computer. If you do not have a good graphics card, your computer will not run it.
Yes.
So you need a $200,000 gaming computer to run it perfectly.
I'm like running on like $1,000 gaming rig, actually $800 gaming rig that's 2 years old.
Okay.
And the best like I can do is 50 FPS at medium 1080p.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That is bad.
I when I opened the game for the first time, when I didn't know about like computer specs and stuff, when I was getting into computers, I looked into the game and I saw that it was I looked into the game and I didn't really know what specs were, so I saw all these big numbers and I'm thinking to myself, my PC probably has that. So I had no clue what
your PC would not have that.
And when I first launched it, everything was so awful looking. So you definitely I put it at the lowest.
If you need to have high graphics in order to play the game.
If you don't,
it's like Ragnarok. Ragnarok is one of the worst maps, and it's not because of the map itself. It's a really good map. I like the map, but you're always freezing. They just put way too much into it. So when they came into Aberration, the ravine, they kind of lowered down the graphics a bit, made it to where you didn't have to look at so much stuff. And then my personal favorite map, Extinction, the one that just came out, which is based in a city, is probably one of the better ones, but it's all preference.
My favorite map that I've watched people play on is by far Scorched Earth, because of the wyverns,
for sure.
The giant worms were a cool aspect
the death
that
worms, yeah.
In the desert, because God, that looks like such a fun fight if you play it properly. Mm-hmm. But if you go into there recklessly and just like experience it for the first time, not realizing what that is, you'll get destroyed and kind of question, wait, what happened?
It's like the bosses.
Yeah.
My dad is level 100 on his single player server, ran into a cave and almost instantly got eaten to death by level 238 Arenos, which are spiders, Titan Boas, which are snakes, and even ants.
Yeah.
Because they have massive ants that are the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy how how hard of a game this is if you don't prepare correctly for what you're going into.
Yeah.
Also, does the game, if you decide to quit, log off for the day, does it still run, on your computer?
It doesn't run, but it does keep saves. Yeah. So if you were on an online server, which they do have, what would happen is...
24/7 running?
Yes.
Oh.
Your stuff would still be there, but you would just be unconscious, so the worst thing to happen is being raided while you're not there to protect your base.
Yeah, that's... Personally, I kind of don't like that aspect of...
it's one of the challenges. If you don't like that, don't play on an online server.
Yeah, it could be fun that sometimes, but just the thinking that I'm gonna have to log on constantly every day to just check, manage everything, and log off. It can be a pain.
Like
a lot of work.
It can be a pain, but that's one of the great.
That's
things
probably
about
something to do on break. Summer.
That's why I generally avoid
online servers.
Or like you have a server with friends. Basically.
Usually, servers with friends are the way to go because that way people aren't trying to kill each other constantly. Yeah, the most you'll do is pull pranks on each other and blow up like a wall or something and let dinos out.
There are people who will go and literally destroy their friends' bases because they killed one of their dodos.
Yeah, I know.
Which actually happened. Somebody started a war on Ark because a dodo was killed. And it was against my tribe. I was like, you know what? You guys killed the dodo. I didn't have part of it. I'm leaving the tribe. So I did.
Yep.
And then I went and joined their tribe because I like dodos. They're kind of cute and fuzzy.
Dodos. Dodo birds.
I find dodos the main source of meat.
Okay. That's the thing, though. You get a lot more meat from the bigger creatures. You also get a lot more hide. Some of them will give you pelts, which... when did you stop playing?
I played maybe, a couple hours, I guess. I didn't.
Okay.
But I did play,
Did you have dire wolves and dire bears and stuff?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so
I know
they...
the gorillas.
Okay, the Gigantopithecus.
The ones you have to, feed them berries from
Yeah.
Them. Yeah. They're a pain to tame.
Yeah.
Taming dinos is...
Passive tames and knockout tames. I prefer the knockout tames. Yeah.
They're a lot easier
They're a lot easier, but... A
lot less time-consuming.
No, actually, they're pretty time-consuming.
If you
don't turn up your taming rates.
Yeah.
Because you can put the rates of everything up to maximum and plus.
Yeah.
Because there is a box that you can edit to say, I want this to be 60 instead of 6.01, which is the taming rate for taming dinosaurs. So instead of 6.1, which will take about an hour normally, waiting for the food to go down 100 in total, for them to eat once, it would be just waiting for them to go down to 100 and eating to be tamed.
Yeah.
They'd have to go through that process a bunch.
That way you can just stockpile everything and then knock out the dino you want to tame. Tame it in a few minutes and then leave.
Yeah.
But if you're on a public server, for example, the taming rates are ridiculously slow, so...
Well, no, they're what they are.
Yeah, they're
most
normal.
Most of the time, people don't go in there and mess with it.
Yeah.
But on a single-player server, I definitely recommend you turn up your harvest rates.
Yeah.
Because harvesting is the worst, and you have to constantly harvest throughout the entire game.
The first couple of games I played, like, I barely got any materials from going and, like mining trees or...
Yeah.
Mining rocks. Like, even though I had, like, an axe or, like, a pickaxe, they still didn't give me a lot.
No, yeah. I like what they did with the game, though. If you hit a tree with an axe, you get more wood than thatch. If you hit a rock with an axe, you get more stone than flint. Less wood, more thatch with a pick, and less stone, more flint, and more metal with a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are different tiers of those things as well. There's the stone and the metal.
Yep, it's really helpful. Then some dinos are just really helpful in general for mining.
Ankylosaurus, Dodex.
Yeah.
Those guys are for stone and metal, crystal, obsidian.
Great for resource gathering. Yeah. Makes the game a lot easier.
Stegosaurus is for berries. Actually, Bronto does better, but Brontos are a pain to tame.
Unless you have taming rates high.
Like 100.
Yeah. On normal servers, I think there's some like
it's
something like 2 days. It's some like 2 days to tame one of them or something. Oof. It's something insane.
The berry tames don't affect the creature as much as meat does, but there are some creatures that don't eat meat, meaning you have to put a bunch of berries into them, and then you have to build walls around them to make sure they don't get eaten by predators and
or
all that
somebody
stuff.
Tries to go and kill them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Overall, recommend this game to anyone that plays. As long as you have the computer to run it, and I definitely recommend having friends if you want to play this game. It makes it a lot more enjoyable instead of just needlessly grinding while watching YouTube or something. You know what I mean? It's not that helpful. But friends make the time a lot more enjoyable overall, and
tribes as well.
Definitely recommend this game to anyone that wants to get into it.
I just remembered there are these floating pillars called obelisks that you can go and transfer your dinos, your character himself, or any item you want just by placing it near the pedestal and activating the pedestal, and it will put the dinosaurs into that actual pedestal, and then you can go onto an online server where the rates are normal, but have an OP dinosaur that you made on your own single-player server, which is not the best idea because people will probably kick you for having the most OP RG like I did. You know, 2 million health.
They'll just like, get angry at you and then immediately just kick you.
Well, no, they wouldn't kick you. They'd be like, well, just ignore him. He's not going to raid you or anything, which I don't like raiding. I think it's fun to watch, but I don't like doing it myself.
Yeah.
Why is it too much work? Like,
I mean, it's just a pain because you have to worry about your dinosaur's health, your health, the hunger, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you don't normally get too much stuff from it.
Exactly.
So.
But overall, definitely recommend it to anyone that wants to get into this game. It's a little challenging to run, but if you can get around that hurdle, it's really an excellent game. Definitely worth the buy from Steam or some other place that you get it from.
You can get it for consoles, PC, and there is a Pixel Arc, which is the mobile version.
Yeah.
I do not recommend Pixel Arc.
I recommend getting it either on PC or console.
PC for sure.
Personally, I prefer PC because
PC.
You
have a lot
mess
more
with
things with it. Like the whistles you can have set up.
Then you can also
you get everything from everything. But you get mods for just PC or just for console as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed our this game review. Definitely recommend Ark to anyone that's looking into the game. If you stay tuned for the next one.
Wait, I have one tip that I must say. Start off on the island and ascend. Ascending is beating every boss, getting everything, and then going and beating the main boss, which is in outer space, then go to Scorched Earth, or then go to the center, ascend on that one, go to Scorched Earth, ascend on that one, and so on. So to Ragnarok, to Aberration, to Extinction.
Very, very good tip.
Because Extinction has the Titans.
Very good idea.
Which are the most OP creatures, and they only last for about 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed. Definitely recommend this game to anyone that's looking into getting a good dinosaur survival open world game.